Harbor Beach.
Tackle made by number 70, Lucas Shook.
Austin Seltz still averaging over 10 yards per carry at 10.08. He has 12 carries for 121 yards.
Eli Kraft averaging 7.5, and Travis Esmaker averaging 13.5 for the Harbor Beach offense.
5.5 to play in the fourth. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield as Eli Kraft is waiting for the play clock to get in within five. There's the snap, and then it's another handoff to Travis Esmaker around the left end. And U.S. there is ready for him this time around, and no gain in the play. Tackled inbounds by number 80 for USA was Garrett Nitz.
Check that. Number 85, Nick Nordstrom, the senior.
Defensive end for this squad with five to play in the fourth. Third and five for Harbor Beach, sending two wide to the right this time. Kraft in the pocket. Back to pass to his right, and it was intended for Mitch Hearn at the 15-yard line. He wanted a pass interference, none called, and now brings up fourth down for Harbor Beach from the 25-yard line.
Looked like Hayden Ewald made contact with Hearn before the ball actually got there, but no matter, no call. It's going to be a good deflection. On defense by Hayden Ewald.
And they're going to go for it. It would, if they were to kick field, it would be 42 yards into the wind. Eli Kraft hands it off to Austin Seltz right up the gut, and he is stopped short. Only a two-yard gain. They needed five. And we have a turnover of downs. USA will get the ball back after stopping Harbor Beach on offense.
Seth Gangler in on that fourth down stop.
So USA gets the ball back after scoring their last drive, stomping Harbor Beach on fourth down this last time.
First and 10 from their own 24.
And here comes USA, first and 10 from their own 24.
Reese leads Whittemore Prescott 28-20.
New Lothrop is leading whoever they're playing 40-20. New Lothrop played Harbor Beach last year in Division 8.
Lakers leads North Muskegon 17-10.
It's a handoff to Seth Gangler across the 25 down to about the 27-yard line. A gain of three, second and seven coming up for USA as they're still chipping away those yards all through the night.
Austin Ginther making his fifth tackle of the night.
Seth Gangler, 25 carries for 131 yards. Brandon Harper, 25 carries for 121 yards. Both averaging right around 5 yards per carry. Second and seven. One wide to the left, one wide to the right. Harper and Gangler in the backfield. Lindenberg under center. Pitch out to Harper on the left end and a sweep. And Harper reaches there to meet him at the 27-yard line, the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Number of Harper Reach jerseys all over him there. Number three, Colin Cook was in there. Austin Ginther and DJ Ridner.
Number 12, Eli Kraft will get credit for the tackle.
I had 11th of a chance, and I said four, and it was another one.
That just goes to show you how many Harbor Beach defenders were swarming the ball on that tackle.
It might be because Eli Kraft is hand warmer, is camouflage.
It could be distracting.
It could be distracting. Third and eight now for USA in the T formation. They hand off to Seth Gangler right up the middle, blast right through the line across the 35-yard line for the first down by about 2 yards to the 36-yard line. We'll give that a 9-yard pickup and a new set of downs for USA.
And Colin Cook making the stop.
3:22 left in the fourth. USA still with a little life in them, trailing by 19. A lot of time, too. T formation working off the left hash. Lindenberg under center. Hand off to Gangler trying to go around the right side. Still on his feet at the 45-yard line. He should have been stopped about the 40. Kept that, stayed low. And now he's shy of the first down by about 2 yards, maybe three of the 44. Second and three, 7-yard pickup.
George Sutherland in on that play.
Be sure to join us on Sunday at 6:40 p.m. for the WLAW Sports MHSA selection show for the playoffs, presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. find out in real time where our area teams will be going to play on the road to the Ford Field. Second and three, handoff to a back in the for USA.
Got
to
be Harper.
That it must be Brandon Harper in the bottom of that. It's a four-yard pickup. Gets the first down by about a yard. Out to the 48-yard line. First down 10 for USA.
Sutherland in on that tackle as well.
So the clock stops momentarily at 2:23 to move the chains. Harbor Beach leads 41-22 over USA. At one point, this game was USA 14, Harbor Beach nothing. A lot of weird matchups in Week 9 here. Brown City against Dansville, Memphis against Algonac, Marlette against Armada, Vassar against Frankenmuth, Lakers against Emily City, Carroll versus Cass City. Unconventional matchups here in Week 9. One that's traditional here in the past 40 years has been USA and Harbor Beach as Seth Gangler rumbles across to the 47-yard line of Harbor Beach. First down markers at Harbor Beach is 42. It's going to be 5 yards to go on second down, a 5-yard gain for Gangler.
That's three tackles in a row for Sutherland and six on the game.
Second and five. It's a quick handoff by the right tackle. It's getting a little chippy out there, a few pushing after the play. Number 22, the ball carrier, Nathan Mielke, the 5'11 senior, potentially playing in his last game in a Patriot uniform. And he's short of the first down by 2 yards, maybe three, gain of two, and brings up third and three.
Colin Cook in on that stop.
Minute five left in the fourth quarter. USA with the ball. It's another handoff to Seth Gangler to around the right side. Short of the first down by about a yard, gain of two. And it's going to bring up fourth down with 51 seconds left, and we have a flag way after the play. And it's going to be a non-contact personal foul against Harbor Beach.
I think that's taunting, Clark.
And Austin Ginther doesn't seem too happy about it. So we're going to give him the penalty. And instead of a fourth down, that's an automatic first down for USA with 51 seconds left.
Colin Cook was in on that stop.
First down at the Pirate 29-yard line. 51 seconds left in the fourth. T formation for USA. Lindenberg back to pass. Passes all the way down to the end zone. And this one's going to be picked off by Josh Shelke. Oh, it's dropped. Josh Shelke nearly brought it in. Pass was intended for number 88, Hayden Ewald. Shelke had the inside edge on him. And it was dropped last second potentially by a little effort from Ewald. Brings up an incomplete pass and now second and 10.
Yeah, Hayden Ewald did his best defensive back impersonation there on offense, knocking that ball loose on Josh Shelke.
Clock stop at 43 seconds due to the incomplete pass. Harbor Beach 41, USA 22. Lindenberg under center. It's a handoff to 22, Mielke, who's out to about the 31-yard line for loss of the maybe 2 yards in the play. Brings up third and 12. Harbor Beach read that one like a book and brought him back in the backfield.
Austin Ginther leading a wave of defenders in on that play.
This is potentially going to be the last play of this game with 18 seconds left. USA up to the line at third and 12. Lindenberg hands this one off to Mielke. Right up the gut, down across the 30, down to the 26-yard line. It's going to be a gain of six and brings up a fourth down with 3 seconds left, and that is going to be your final. Harbor Beach completes the regular season with a record of 8-1. Takes out the USA Patriots 41-22 after trailing by 14-0 in the first quarter and second quarter. We'll have your WLAW Sports post-game show immediately following on 102.1 FM and streaming worldwide at thumbnet.net. Your WLAW Sports post-game show starts in 4 minutes.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond, with rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest